Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Paul Tonko, after Newtown and we heard lots of reform proposals for gun ownership, checks, but nothing has happened really, and checks on background and the rest. Do you have any hope that we can get things together and do something here?
Well, you know, I keep hearing that there will be a revisiting of the issue in the United States Senate as it relates to background checks. I would hope that's the case. Having met with a number of people who have been impacted, meeting with some of the families of Newtown, having met with others who have been impacted by violence in our streets, you know, this is unacceptable that you just ignore the issue. And again, it just cannot, I don't think the outcome here can be simply one that's managed and governed by the NRA. I have talked to gun owners, Target, those who practice target shooting, and many of them, as responsible citizens, believe that an additional law to prevent violence by introducing a background check is acceptable. And, you know, I think they disagree with their own NRA. And these are common sense reforms that we should and we can and must take in order to keep our children and our communities safe. It's absolutely essential. And to have had that outcome governed by pressure coming from these deep pockets, and, you know, we're now seeing what's happening. There's more and more credibility lost for the NRA because of what they're doing. I mean, just recently, you know, when you saw one of the new commercials released with the president and the one United States senator who had advanced the background check legislation, it was obvious that there were games being played, and where there's a loss of integrity. So I think we need to go forward with the common sense solution here. The senators need to step up to the plate. They need to do the right thing. They need to understand, and I'm certain they must understand that background checks, which, by the way, are not covering 40% of our gun sales now, need to be the situation for every sale that takes place.
Let me change the subject and ask you, it's an important question. Are we going to get dragged into yet another foreign entanglement in Syria?
Well, you know, our military is really stressed, and I would hope that is not the case. We have to be extremely careful about how we move forward. 70% of Americans, by the way, have said in recent polls that they're against military intervention. And I think what we need to do here is make certain that we help however we can with humanitarian aid so as to strengthen the nation and allow them to move forward. But if we're to move into this situation and create yet another commitment, as we saw in Afghanistan and as we saw in Iraq, this could really drain our economy, which paid severely for these conflicts, and so weaken our military. They're exhausted from what is the longest war in our history to so many situations where they have done extremely well in bringing down terrorists out there and addressing terrorism. But you know, there's no end to the disruptions in the Mideast, and I think that limited support for Syria, for Syrian to support the communities against Syrian rebels, is helpful. But we cannot allow for that to easily escalate into greater United States involvement.
The problem, of course, Paul Tonko, I think we all see, is that once these things get started, we risk backing the wrong guys. Osama bin Laden was helped earlier, and then look at what a terror he became. I mean, you guys are briefed. When you're briefed, do you have any sense of, you know, that we might be, in fact, creating another Osama?
Well, yeah, I get worried about that because it's not only being briefed, but, Alan, I think we need to know what is the plan here. What is the strategy? How does it carry out from start to finish? And when you don't get that, you know, and I understand there are many unknowns out there, there are unpredictable situations, but, You know, we're worn thin as a military, and we have really destroyed our domestic agenda because of the huge drain on our revenue supply to protect the troops and assist in these conflicts. And there has to be a better way, and it has to be our commitment to humanitarian aid. And, you know, the boots on the ground thing is a frightening thing.
Talk to me a little bit. I want to change subjects because I just don't get enough time with you, although you're very generous with your time. I wanted to ask you about tax reform. You know, we've been talking about making things fairer. Mm-hmm. Now we hear about, you know, major corporations in America paying no taxes, going abroad, figuring out tax havens, all legal because they're emissaries to the Congress have put all these loopholes in place, you know, done all they could. I mean, is there ever going to be a time that the American people will feel that their tax dollars are fairly spent because they're not alone?
Well, I think hopefully the education process, the public info thing and the public ed piece that we need to do is just truly inform people as to what's happening in the tax situation and the revenue creation that we have today. The middle class is taking it on the chin. I think we need a more progressive income tax structure. We need to look at wealth, not just income, which is a huge concern in this country. Deferral of taxes for, you know, rock stars, for Hollywood royalty, for sports figures, are draining our economy.
I'm sorry, Paul. I have no idea what you're talking about when you talk about deferral.
Well, tax deferrals, where, you know, there's actually loopholes that are allowed, and we put off the collection of taxes, where corporate loopholes don't have those entities paying their fair share, their correct share,
yep.
And lacking in progressivity in the income tax structure, where a heavy portion comes upon the large middle-income community, are all these areas that need to be fixed. Now, again, all this tax reform was, you know, being shared, or the thoughts of tax reform were hot at the close of the election. And now you're hearing nothing about it. And, you know, when I hear about us reaching to sequestration, which is a mindless, thoughtless, across-the-board cut, that could be displaced by a sound budget that is balanced and bold, where you put together the revenues you require, make the investments that are essential, and belt-tighten with the cuts that we can come up with to outmoded programs, waste, and inefficiency. I think that can all be achieved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have introduced a budget. I didn't vote for it in the House, but we in the House voted for a budget. The United States Senate did the same thing. And the White House prepared a budget and released it. So we are demanding, and I'm on that list of we, to have the conferees named. Let's come to the table and let's do it in daylight. Let's let the entire public from coast to coast understand what the differences are here in the approach that both parties, both houses are taking, and the White House. And let's have the public, you know, hone in on this.
So you want to put it on TV like the House is on TV, the Senate is on TV, but that's not really where the work is done, right?
Oh, I think good airing of the budget. I mean, people would finally understand what the choices are. Because there's so much confusion out there. If there's anything I hear from the public, it's like, you know, I hear one side telling us why it's good, I hear the other side, and I don't know where the truth lies. And I think we need to have that extended discussion. So when we get deep into the weeds, people will see what works and what doesn't.
I think that's cool, the concept of deep into the weeds.
Yeah.
And Paul Tonko, we love having you with us, and you've been very generous. You've come back so much and always been here for us, and we very much appreciate it. We're honored to have you.
Well, you run an awesome station, so we thank you, Dr. Shartok.